Winds from a rainstorm knocked over 10 trailers in the Buckeye area as two people suffered minor injuries. Some residents of the affected trailer park took refuge in a nearby Walmart store after they lost power as a result of last night's storm. Buckeye Fire Chief Bob Costello says firefighters had to extricate several people from the overturned trailers. One of them says he and his wife had just gone to bed when the storm hit, shaking their trailer. It then flipped over, trapping them inside.
Crews are still cleaning up from last weekend's macro burst in North Phoenix. The city's Deputy Public Works Director, Felipe Moreno, says his department tries to be judicious about using its overtime budget so it can respond to storms like that one. He says this year's monsoon and last weekend's storm have been big.
This one did have heavy damage. There were block walls blown down, large trees that were blowing into major streets. Parks were upended in a lot of ways with trees. I know there were 9 city parks affected with 54 trees lost. We've collected 93 tons of debris so far.
Moreno says he doesn't have an estimate yet on what this year's monsoon has cost. He predicts another week or so of cleanup from the macro burst. But monsoons also bring rain, and in some cases, lots of it. This can cause flooding, as can winter storms.
The Flood Control District of Maricopa County wants to hear from you and see your photos of flooding. It's sending out postcards to residents, inviting them to take part in a survey and upload pictures and videos of flooding in their neighborhood. Bill Wiley is the chief engineer and general manager of the Flood Control District of Maricopa County.
It's always helpful to have the public report what's going on because we can't have people there all the time in every place, and we just don't have that many staff.
Wiley says any information is valuable, and not just for his department's scientists and engineers.
People say it hasn't flooded for a long time. It flooded last year. In 2013, we had floods in parts of this valley. We've had floods already this year in certain parts of this valley. So if it doesn't affect you, you don't think it happens. So we forget very quickly.
Another aspect of the public outreach is getting information for upcoming studies. Teresa Pinto is a project manager for a 95-square-mile study area in northeast Maricopa County.
Some of these floodplains were delineated. They were mapped over 20 years ago. There's been a lot of changes over the last 20 years. Some of these changes have the potential to affect flood water, where the water goes, how deep, and how fast the water is moving. So we want to update the flood hazards, identify those flood hazards, and identify where those flood hazards are causing problems for people.
What kind of changes have been happening in that part of town that affect the way that water could potentially flood?
Basically, the major development that's been occurring over the last 20 years, especially in this part of the valley.
So what are you hoping to find out from people who live in this area?
One of the reasons we sent out the postcard was, one, to introduce them to the project, let them know we're having public meetings in September. But also, we have a couple online tools that we'd like people to start using. One of them is that risk tolerance survey. And the reason that we wanted to do that is to help us know what the public thinks should be fixed as far as flooding problems. The bottom line is that we only have a limited number of dollars to work with, taxpayer dollars. So we want to be conscientious about where we prioritize and focus spending those dollars and what the public thinks we should be fixing. The Report a Flood tool is a very valuable tool, especially for us here at the Flood Control District. But I also think for people who have lived in the desert for so many years, I think a lot of people get excited when it rains, and they love taking pictures of things that don't happen that often. So it's an easy way for us to collect georeference photos and videos, and then also display them.
Teresa Pinto is a project manager with the Flood Control District of Maricopa County.